Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things in Sunday. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledging. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cops shot again. Bust out glass bursts, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rat to the death of it, to everybody come on. Little niggas is grown, look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon, shit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, but nine doubt, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now.
One mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 winners to you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent, nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, facing revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these bitches to war, lie them down, cause we stronger now. My nigga, this time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One try, one breath on one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking on that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late to grab guns. I'm blasting cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fool you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, war gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with dick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working to plane. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, light a load. So now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track, I'm finally found. You need some soul searching, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world.
AI God, you know. Brothers, sisters, bless your energy. What's Torrey? Anu. What's going on, brothers and sisters? All right. Right now, we are in the midst of, we talked about that earlier on that shorter message, the current shifting polarities, because the polarities are shifting. And when we're talking about the polarities, we're talking about the polar energy. When we talk about the polar energy, you're talking about that energy that literally controls everything around us. All right? We are dealing with a shift on our realm. Other realms of our planet are shifting as well. Okay? Other realms are shifting. There's a shift in the universe. All right? In our galaxy. Just our galaxy alone. I mean, because these factors, you know, always talk about black holes they're watching. They're talking about, you know, the enormous amount of black holes that they have found, which denotes that we are in a completely different part of the cosmos right now. We're in a completely different part of our universe altogether within our galaxy, all right? And the energy, this energy literally transforming at a hyper rapid pace, and it's moving so fast that these factions don't have time to try to figure out what's going on. They don't have time to focus on trying to shift their system to the energy, because, you know, right now, you know, our realm was asleep because we were asleep. All right? We were asleep. Our realm went to sleep because we were asleep. And now that we have awakened, and this awakening energy, our realm has awakened as well, brothers and sisters. And this is literally, you know, talking about the forefront of the purest level of spirituality that you could ever link into. All right? Everything is moving so fast that these beings, their systems are literally crumbling, all right? And this is why they have their artificial intelligence set up to go full throttle, all right? Because believe it or not, with their AI programs, you know, they have robots making robots right now. And this is like the Terminator age or whatever. But you have to, you know, understand, brothers and sisters, that just like we talked about before, we're coming into the crystal age. All right, we come into the powerful crystal age where we as the crystal beings will begin doing things that mankind could not understand. You know, for some of mankind, it was being foolish. Other parts of mankind would say these people are godly beings. Alright? Just understand what is taking place at the moment and the shifting energies that are all around us. And this is no play game. This is no play time. This is, you know, the play time is over. You know, they know how serious it is. The fact is how serious it is. And if you notice, you know, my wife just told me, she was like, you know, there was a sister and she was with her children and then she committed suicide. And both of us said, you know, 5G, 10G. 5G, 10G is literally a program, all right, that they use the mind control. So they're using their different systems to turn us against each other right now because they know that this time is over, all right? We're coming at the end of the seven-year tribulation. The seven-year tribulation was for them and not for us, all right? The Hopis, our brothers and sisters, made known about what would take place during the seven-year tribulation and how these beings were literally be hiding And for the last 7 years, what have they been doing? They've been hiding on the ground, hiding in the mountains, all right? They're hiding in the hillside and also trying to hide among the stars. And you got to understand that when they talk about the stars, they're not talking about going up in space. They're talking about hiding among us. We as the original beings, all right? Some are hiding among the stars. We represent the stars. We carbon beings. So our holy brothers and sisters saw that, man, and the crazy part about it is they saw us as stars. All right? That's what they saw us as. They saw us as stars, which means that it shows us that the power that is within us is greater than what you could ever imagine, brothers and sisters. So, yes, everything is shifting over to this crystal-based energy, and it's doing it at an extremely fast rate, an extremely high rate, and the energy is not going to give up one bit. The energy is not going to stop, all right? That's number one. Energy is not going to stop, and we're watching the system crumble. You know, you notice that you got businesses where they got to constantly restart their computer systems, their computers, their network systems are crashing, and you know their network systems are moving so slow that it's not efficient enough to do the job. And this is because that energy that's literally coming down here on our realm, that extremely powerful energy that we know about, is coming down on our realm. And it's literally moving at an extremely high rate. It is moving at a rate beyond what you can imagine, brothers and sisters. I mean, we're in some serious times right now, all right? I'll take it just like that. We're in some serious times. And the days are coming, all right? We told you, you know, we're looking at the month of May. You know, the month of May is going to be a whole lot of problems in the month of May, all right? It's going to be tons of problems in the month of May. We're looking at major issues dealing with computer technology, major issues dealing with your internet service. I mean, it's that energy, because this is a powerful crystal energy that's being brought forth on our realm, brothers and sisters. Right now, the energy is literally causing these beings to gasp for breath. I mean, it's causing them to gasp. Their bodies are not operating at an optimal level, all right? And because the energy is now, you know, showing its real power, we're seeing these sexual beings begin to do some of the old, same old things, just like here in Detroit now, and in the Michigan area, all right? They said that they have plans of making it snow Sunday or Monday. No? Sunday or Monday. So they're literally telling us, hey, the energy is too high, so we've got to do what we know how to do. You got to remember, brothers, these beings cannot evolve, right? They can't evolve. It is impossible for these sexual beings to evolve. So if anybody thinks that these beings are literally going to begin vibrating high, come on, you know, don't lie to yourself, all right? Don't lie to yourself, because these beings are not going to be vibrating high. There's no high vibrational energies coming from them, because they don't contain the necessary cosmic that's within their bodies to function on this level of cosmic energy. We're talking about pure cosmic energy to vibrate at an extremely high level. It's impossible. So, you know, this is why we need to continue building. We need to keep going with ourselves. You know, we talked about the crystals and the importance of the crystals, how the crystals can actually benefit us. So we need to go deeper and deeper and deeper into these subjects so that we can reach ourselves to that point of, you know, absolute 0 point energy. And that's what this crystal energy is bringing upon our realm. And yes, these things are scared. You know, if you look up in the sky, what do you see? They're constantly just spraying. They got their planes going across the sky, spraying. Trying to blot out the sun. This is how they operate. Now, you must remember, we as original beings, we never have problems with our sun. We never have problems with the heat because we knew that there were frequencies and vibrations. This is what we knew. We knew these were frequencies and vibrations. We knew that we actually operated under this energy at a high level. So it is important, brothers and sisters, that we go deeper, deeper, deeper within ourselves so that we can begin operating at that cosmic level. We have to begin operating at the cosmic level. We have to begin operating at that what you call the quantum. Go into the quantum realm where time doesn't exist, where only energy thrives. And this is what our planet, our realm is being turned into. Yes, but the energy is so freaking high that, you know, and it's literally multiplying itself at such a hyper rate that the system itself cannot even keep up with it. We're looking at changing times, brothers and sisters. These are the days of days. All this shit comes to an end, and it never ends. All right? This thing comes to an end, and never returns. We're talking about a collapse. All right, we're talking about the system collapsing and coming to a fall. We're talking about a sure fall of everything that mankind created. All right, we're talking about a sure fall, a sure destruction, a sure annihilation. All right, I was listening to Wages World tonight, and he was talking about the extinction level event, and these factions are concerned about this. Scientists are concerned about the extinction level event. And you have to understand this extinction level event is all about the frequencies coming at a whole nother level. No matter how much they want to spray, the frequencies still are hitting. Remember all that so-called cold weather they created? And their people were still complaining, saying the energy, the frequencies, are causing them to have headaches. Many of them had strokes and died because of the frequencies. Even though they tried to make it cold, the frequencies were still flowing. The energy was still rising. They were still, you know, they don't want to talk about the spontaneous combustion that is going on at this present moment. All right? But the extinction level events are happening, brothers and sisters. The extinction level events are happening, and these beings are paying a full price. We need to continue doing our bid, okay? We need to continue doing our bid. We who are of the awakened, brothers and sisters, we got to continue doing what we're doing. Building, creating, designing, restructuring, understanding that the only way that we're going to change something is we change ourselves. So because we who are awakened made a change, what's happening? Everything around us is change. And it's, and that change and that shift is happening at an extremely rapid pace. All right? This energy is multiplying, guys. This energy is multiplying. And this energy is not playing around with anybody. This energy is multiplying and becoming more powerful within itself. And this is the reason why we must be in this state of meditation, so that we can be in balance with this energy, so we can be in balance with this power. We have to remember the ancient ways, the ancient energies, the ancient powers that belong to us, because this is literally a message for brothers and sisters to, you know, understand that nothing is going to remain the same, and we already see that. That whole thing of nothing being the same, you know, we see how everything is literally changing, but nothing is going to remain the same, and things are going to be changing on our realm. All right, I was listening to Dr. Mumbi Seraki earlier tonight while I was at my lunch, and she was talking about how these factors that create their AI God. You know, there and you know, I think I briefly talked about that once before. Their AI, and they and she was talking about how they felt like these factions felt like their artificial intelligence is going to be their salvation. All right, so we talked about that before. How, you know, they literally came into this mindset that they're going to create something that's going to be their salvation, that's going to be their God. But they know what time it is. We're coming at the end of the 7-year tribulation. All right? The last 7 years, they've been hiding. You know, they told us, you know, the Hopis told us that, yeah, during the 7-year tribulation, they're going to hide in the mountains, they're going to hide on the ground, whatever. We know all this. But after the 7-year tribulation comes sudden death. All right? And we're coming into this point of death. The original Hopi writings talked about the original people destroying the pale face. And I've read over some of the new Hopi writings. It's almost like, you know, the Bibles, how they constantly change the Bibles. They have literally changed the way the Hopi writings was made, because the original Hopi writings talked about us. That's all they talked about was us and what we were doing and how we were operating. This is what they mainly talked about, our the Hopis. And now these Saxons have rewritten it to make it seem like everybody's implied on this here, and it's not so. All right, it's not so. So, you know, I just wanted to share that with you all, because we're coming into an energy, we're coming into a power that is multiplying itself on a massive level. All right, it's multiplying itself, and it's, like we said, it's moving, it's multiplying itself so freaking rapidly that this system cannot keep up with it, and the system is literally dying because it has nothing to feed off of. So the system is literally on life support, because it literally, the system itself fed on that 7.83 hertz that our planet once operate on, was operating on, you know, that low frequency. So that's the system literally fed on that low frequency, and now that low frequency is not there anymore. You know, it peaked up to like some over 80 hertz not too long ago. What was that? I think yesterday or day before, whatever. It peaked to over 80 hertz, which means the frequencies were extremely high, and the frequencies were, they said the frequencies are off the charts. And I'm watching. At the same time I'm watching. That time is coming. That time has come where we're going to have to stand up and destroy them. All right? We're going to have to stand up and destroy them. But in the meantime, continue to charge up your body. Continue to bring your body into alignment with nature and with the cosmos. Continue to do your meditation. Continue building and creating. Continue designing. Continue opening up your spirit, your chi exercises, your regular exercises, doing your chants and your rituals. I mean, you got to continue doing this, all right? And you got to get more advanced in all of this. The thing about it is becoming more advanced, all right? Because the more advanced you become, the more complex your energies around you become. Therefore, the more complex you become, the more complex our realm becomes. Everything depends upon us as the original beings, no matter what anyone else does, all right? And we remember, all these other nationalities have done so much, and nothing has happened as far as this realm is concerned. But when we, as original beings, start making certain movements and start doing certain things, our realm began to change. So it shows that whatever we do literally applies to everything. Okay, brothers and sisters, just want to share that with you all. All right, the energy is growing at a rapid pace, and this is literally coming to a complete end. Okay, so I catch you guys later. All power to the Mutu Chakra, Celestial and Jelly Beans, and the chaos ring with you forever and ever. Remember, chaos is everything. Much power to you all.
All right, guys, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast. It's Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Taru the Seven Oracle, guys. And I hope you listened to yesterday's podcast. It was one of my heavier, longer podcasts, but we used to do that like all the time here at E, right? We went 3 hours, sometimes even four, you guys. So, I mean, that's just, well, when it comes to the educational piece, especially when I have some other people on with me, although I'm by myself right now. Well, no, I'm not by myself. I have the ancestors with me. I have the spirit guides with me. I have my fellow peers who I choose their lectures to incorporate into the classrooms that we do here at Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. But Wisdom Cosmic Updates. You guys, Remedy H on YouTube is his channel. Please like, go, and subscribe to him, Remedy H. Brother Wisdom is his name, but that he goes by his costume name, right? Well, no, it's something else. The Prince, right? Anyhow, go like and subscribe, okay? All right, guys. I love a deep lecture when it comes to the secret government and when it comes to what's going on in the shadows, you know what I mean? Because what's going on at the depth, I think, is very, very key and very important to be aware, right? Like Eric Abadu always says, to be aware. It's one thing to know, but, you know, you got to be aware, right? Let me find that because I wanted to play it in all of my lectures. But anyway, guys, yesterday it had got kind of deep, right? They started talking about John F. Kennedy, about people that, you know, start to speak the truth, and then they get, you know, something happens to them, and Kennedy was one of those, you know. We think they assassinated, but these are actually murders and all that. But when it comes to the whole topic of history, you guys, I think it's very important to be aware. Now, when it comes to history, I have respect for it, you know what I mean? But how much of it is truly the truth? You know, how much of it is truly fabricated? See, that's what we're not talking about. We're not talking about the part that we leave out, you know, as far as the topic of this podcast, guys, is what's going on in the shadows. And one thing that I do know is that there are a lot of agendas that are going on. You know what I mean? Guys, come on. There's a lot of agendas going on to control and, you know, kind of sway the population, guys. And history is one of those big ones. And, you know, we orchestrate a illustration about, you know, a projection about how things, you know, to keep people in this low vibration, that's big business. And, you know, I don't want to ramp on that over and over again because we've done many podcasts, guys, on the awareness of that. Although, if you are trying to get into the studies, guys, William Cooper, they have expunged Behold a Pale Horse. It's his book, but they have expunged a lot of stuff on YouTube. Oh, the earlier YouTube was great. But William Cooper, if you can find any of his lectures, UFO lecture, government lectures, he was telling the truth. And, of course, he was one of those who got murdered. And, you know, it's just convenient how that happens, right? We are murdering innocent people for telling the truth. And, I mean, it has, you know, that part of history. You know what I'm saying? Not just that these people died and they died and we give them a street, Martin Luther King, you know. But it's just about what's really going on. What is the deep state or the deep orchestration scandal with a good hypothesis, I think, when it comes to that. So anyway, guys. He got beat yesterday. Go like and subscribe. The video credits is going to be in the show notes. So I want to pick up. I'm going to pick back up off of what you know what was being talked about yesterday because I was unable to finish it yesterday, but it was getting so good that I just had to come back and just pick back up and just finish it off. As far as listening with you guys, I hadn't heard this one in a while, so you know I like to listen and learn with y'all, right? So. Yeah, so it's called The Secret Government. This is like a lot. Episode 33. Wow, episode 33. Anyway, his show, the video is going to be in the show notes, guys, for you to go and like and subscribe to his channel. Let me rewind it just a little bit. I rewinded just a bit from yesterday. Hold on. All right. Let me go ahead and go on. Okay. Yeah, let's start right there. All right, guys. As you guys know, I'll probably be back to discuss, but interesting stuff, guys. And again, we encourage you to do your own research, right? Don't believe me. Do your research. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, put your own puzzle pieces together as far as what you think of heaven, but it's always great to be aware and to be to know. And, you know, I just, different people's perspectives are also important, all right?
People become educated in white people's schools. They lose identity with their African heritage, guys. He created this slogan. Everybody's familiar with this slogan, I want you, U.S. Army, Uncle Sam. He came up with that slogan, right? And we know, as the master teacher has taught us, code name for the devil, Samael. Samael is the name of the devil. We're going to get into that. He goes on to say, we now see in the media how they are trying to convince the upcoming generations that it is okay to be gay, that mixed-race couples are okay, or how it's better to eat fast food rather than cook something that is healthier at home. If you don't control what goes into yours or your children's mind, someone else will. Anyone who researched Edwin Bernays, he makes it very clear that he is an agent of the secret government, not to mention that he is one of the persons responsible for the Uncle Sam campaign, which is a symbol or one of the names of the devil, a.k.a. Samael. This campaign was about convincing men to fight, kill, and die in wars that benefit the global elite at the expense of the sweat, blood, and tears of young, able-bodied men. Okay, so here's some information on Edward Bernays, right? Now check this out. We're going to... this is This is somebody reading from his book called Propaganda. This is what he put in his book. Listen to this.
Intelligent manipulation of the organized the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country.
Hear that? The invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. So he's talking about the secret government. Now, mind you guys, this is like 1910, 1920s when his book came out. So y'all need to be aware of the timeline that we're dealing with. The secret government is not new. That's what I was trying to say. It's ancient. Okay, let's keep going.
We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. In almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind, who harness old social forces and contrive new ways to bind and guide the world. This passage was written by Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, and a pioneering mind behind advertising, modern propaganda, and the field of public relations. Bernays' influence was enormous. Relying heavily on the insights of his uncle, he developed highly successful manipulation techniques, which are still used today, not only by companies to sell consumer products, but also by the powers that be to, in the words of Bernays, control and regiment the masses. In this video, we'll explore some of Bernays' most intriguing ideas, paying particular attention to his insights on how group psychology can be used to control and manipulate the masses. In his classic work, Group Psychology and the Analysis of the Ego, Sigmund Freud described group psychology as being concerned with the individual man as a member of a race, of a nation, of a caste, of a profession, of an institution, or as a component part of a crowd of people who have been organized into a group at some particular time for some definite purpose. In other words, group psychology attempts to understand how an individual's behavior, thoughts, and emotions change, becoming a part of a group. The tendency of human beings to form groups was selected for in our evolutionary past due to the survival benefits it offered. Humans who organized into tribes were more likely to survive and reproduce in the harsh environment in which they lived. However, with the help of modern technologies, humans today have transformed the environment in a manner which renders the survival value of tribal organization obsolete. But with that said, the ancient and instinctual pull of tribal organization still looms large in the lives of most, with many people today identifying and hence stereotyping both themselves and others based on things such as race, class, gender, nationality, religion, or the political party or ideology to which one adheres. This continued proclivity to engage in group identification is, according to Bernays, the function of the enlarged sense of self-importance that individuals derive from identifying with a potentially powerful mass. Just as the wolf pack is many times as strong as the combined strength of its individual members, so too the individual senses the potential power of the group, and it derives feelings of potency in identifying with it. Beginning in the late 19th century, a number of thinkers, most notably Freud and Gustav Le Bon, attempted to understand why people engage in group identification and how group identification affects one's mind and behavior. As Bernays noted, the insights that emerged from this study caught the attention of those in positions of power who wanted to expand their control of societies. These people saw the potential of taking the theoretical insights of group psychology and transforming them into practical methods that could be used to manipulate the masses from outside of the public's eye, Bernays' work in public relations. As Bernays explained in his book, Propaganda, the systematic study of mass psychology revealed the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulation of the motives which actuate man in the group. These studies established that the group has mental characteristics distinct from those of the individual, and is motivated by impulses and emotions which cannot be explained on the basis of what we know of individual psychology. So the question naturally arose, If we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it? The great potential of using insights from group psychology to control the masses is partly a function of the fact that an individual can be influenced by a group or crowd even when physically isolated. As Bernays pointed out in his book, Crystallizing Public Opinion, a crowd does not mean merely a physical aggregation of a number of persons. The crowd is rather a state of mind. So long as one engages in group identification, their mind and behavior will be changed by the enduring influence of group psychology, even with no other members of the group physically present. To understand how the tendency of human beings to engage in group identification renders the masses manipulable, turn to one of Freud's ideas, which heavily influenced the manipulation techniques developed by Bernays. In his book Propaganda, published in 1928, Bernays explains, "It is chiefly the psychologists of the school of Freud who have pointed out that many of man's thoughts and actions are compensatory substitutes for desires which he has been obliged to suppress. A thing may be desired not for its intrinsic worth or usefulness, but because he has unconsciously come to see in it a symbol of something else, the desire for which he is ashamed to admit to himself. A man buying a car may think he wants it for purposes of locomotion. He may really want it because it is a symbol of social position, an evidence of his success in business, or a means of pleasing his wife."
Guys, this is why our people live in projects or tenement buildings, but they got Mercedes-Benz parked in the front of their apartment. They have Escalade, Cadillac Escalades. They have all these expensive cars but live in apartments. They don't realize that we have been programmed. This is what the master teacher has been explaining. We are literally under a psychological program, and they know how we think. They've been studying us for the last 400 years we've been in this country. This is why it's so hard to deal with our people, because of it, because we're under this psycho programming we have this desire. That's why there was a study done, black people, and it said that close to 50% of black people in this country have a desire to be white. And it's unconscious. And that's why it's hard to get people in black conscious organizations. Why the masses of our people cater to European culture, don't want to identify with African culture. You can look at that on a continent where our people are going out their way to identify with the Europeans and not with themselves, their African heritage, because they think that the European culture represents progress, represents success, represents intelligence, and anything African or black represents ignorance. This is a program. This is a psychological programming that has been done on us. You know, and so this is what we're at war with, guys. It's insane, but the level of brainwashing that we're dealing with, it's incredible. But this is where we at, you know. And so I've talked about, you know, the Uncle Sam campaign. That was just to let you know what they represent. Remember I told you about Revelations? It said that Satan fell to the earth. He came, him and his angels, these are ETs that represent that negative energy. That's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with beings who took over this planet, guys. I can't stress that enough. The master teacher has been trying to explain it. Question: how the secret government influence and control foreign nations, right? How does the secret government influence and control foreign nations? I forgot to put that word there. How does the secret government influence and control foreign nations? Okay, answer. Africa was colonized by white people up until the 1960s, where African nations began to take control of their nations, but Africa, until this very day, are still subservient to foreign nations, right? Which is what we see going on with China. How China is influenced in Africa. He says, if we listen to the experience of John Perkins, who claimed to have worked for the secret government, explained how he was trained to control foreign nations so that U.S. corporations would have access to their natural resources. So this guy wrote a book. He called himself the economic hitman, for those who are familiar with this particular individual, right?
I wanted to pause right there and point out, you know, I respect his brother and his teachings, although this whole Africa thing, guys, Africa, Kemet, all of this, you know, we always want to go to Africa, go, you know, just Africa, you know, but there's more to the story than Africa. There's more to the story than Kemet. There's more to the story than Egypt. Why do we always want to go back to the Egyptian paradigm? You know what I mean? Are we trying to recycle? You know, it makes me think. Are we, when it comes to history, do we always, want to recycle old shit? Or are we wanting to dig deeper and start to explore more, uproot? If we're going to talk about history, let's uproot what happened before. Africa is just, I feel, is a program of business, you guys. You know what I mean? Take them back to Africa, back to Africa, back to Africa, Africa, Africa. You know, why are we not talking about the deeper jewels? You know what I mean? What happened before the invasion? There's a reason. So, anyhow.
See, where is he at? I should have him.
Thank you. I stood in front of the Shah of Iran, the presidents of Indonesia, Ecuador, Panama, members of the Royal House of Saudi Arabia, and I said something like, in this hand, I have millions of dollars for you and your friends if you play our game. In this hand, I have a gun in case you decide not to. Now, my words were more diplomatic than that, but that was the message. I was an economic hitman. And the economic hitmen have created a new global economy, really, a form of capitalism that I call predatory capitalism. It isn't working. We all know this. The oceans are rising. The glaciers are melting. Less than 5% of us live here in the United States, and we consume almost 30% of the world's resources, while half the world is on the verge of starvation, but actually starving. That's not a model. China can't do it. India can't do it. They're trying, but they can't do it. We have to change. We have to have a revolution. We must change the system. We'll get into that in a minute. But first, how did I become an economic hitman? While I was still in business school, I was in...
Okay, so just real quick, you see what he did. Basically, he went to foreign leaders and threatened them. He basically to sell out their nations so that they can get wealthy. Everybody knows about African leaders doing that. They sell out their people so that they can get wealthy. He talked about how there were some people who tried to resist, and what did they do? They killed them, like Patrice Lumumba. You know, if you don't play ball with the secret government, they eliminate you. That's just the name of the game. They eliminate you. Let's see. I'm a guy by the name of Bill Moyers. He goes into hope. Listen to this. We got another part. This guy right here, this picture, this is Major General Smitley Butler. He was a major general in the early 1900s, guys. Says, if we listen to Major General Smitley Butler of the early 1900s explain how war is a racket used by U.S. corporations to invade foreign nations for the sole purpose to gain access to foreign nations' natural resources. Do not forget, last week we talked about the doctrine of discovery, and this behavior the general speaks of is just an extension of that. The key point is that powerful white men who have corporations use their power of government for their own personal gain, which is obvious violation of national law. This just goes to show you how the secret government operates and controls government regardless of the interests of U.S. citizens, right? So these guys, they just go into foreign nations and they take over. And that, and remember we talked about last week how the Catholic Church had set that will in motion. Now we know this goes back to ancient Greece that they were doing this. There's nothing new about how these demons operate, right? But now, so you have the reporter Bill Moyers. He did a whole special on the secret government. Listen to this. This is like in the 1980s he did this, or maybe early 90s he did this special. And it's titled The Secret Government.
The secret government is an interlocking network of official functionaries, spies, mercenaries, ex-generals, profiteers, and super patriots who for a variety of motives operate outside the legitimate institutions of government. Presidents have turned to them when they can't win the support of the Congress or the people, creating that unsupervised power so feared by the framers of our Constitution. Just imagine that William Casey's dream came true. Suppose the enterprise grew into a super-secret, self-financing, self-perpetuating organization. Suppose they decided on their own to assassinate Gorbachev or the leader of white South Africa. Could a president control them? And what if he became the enterprise's public enemy number one? Who would know? Who would say no? The secret government will continue in a few moments with the history of our secret government. World War II was over. Europe lay devastated. The United States emerged as the most powerful nation on earth. But from the rubble rose a strange new world, a peace that was not peace, and a war that was not war. We saw it emerging when the Soviets occupied Eastern Europe. The Cold War had begun.
An iron curtain had descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe.
The Russians had been our ally against the Nazis, an expedient alliance for the sake of war. Now they were our enemy. To fight them, we turned to some of the very men who had inflicted on humanity the horrors of Hitler's madness. We hired Nazis as American spies. We struck a secret bargain with the devil.
One that I know real well is Klaus Barbie. He was wanted by the French as their number one war criminal. And somehow we employed a man like that as a very secretive informant.
Erhard Fabringhaus was employed in the U.S. Army Counterintelligence Corps and assigned to work with Nazi informants spying on the Russians. One of them was Klaus Barbie, the Butcher of Lyon, who had tortured and murdered thousands of Jews and resistance fighters. The Americans did not turn Barbie over to the French when they finished with him. They helped him escape to Bolivia. Other top Nazis were smuggled into the United States to cooperate in the war against the new enemy.
Now, guys, let me make this clear. So the secret government, so you're dealing with the Nazis, right? Guys, as the master has taught us, the Nazis did not lose the war. The Germans did. The Nazis did not lose World War II, but the Germans did, guys. And this has nothing to do with Project Paperclip. For those who might be thinking that, they're talking about Project Paperclip. They're not even talking about Project Paperclip. Remember, Project Paperclip was about getting Nazi scientists who they were in, and we're going to get into that next. They're the ones who set up the secret space program, the Nazi scientists. They helped with that along with E.T. E.T. helped this government deal with, they have a secret space program, guys, the secret government. This is talking about the secret spy network. They pulled in Nazi spies for something totally different, okay, apart from the Nazi scientists. So our people are totally oblivious to what's really going on and how this world is really being operated behind the scenes, in the shadows. Okay? So let's keep going. Question. the secret government and the secret space program. So what is that about? Answer, the master teacher, Dr. York, has been teaching us about the secret government, secret space program since the 1980s, if not sooner. We have learned that the secret government has spacecraft that can take them to the moon, Mars, Jupiter, and many other planets. The point is that the secret government has reached such a level in technology that most would find it hard to accept without witnessing these things themselves. If people would truly study this topic, most will find that these things are very real and sadly true. The secret government is said to have very advanced technology compared to what people on Earth think is possible. They have time travel technology. They have spacecraft. They have knowledge of the higher dimensions and know how to contact beings who exist there. They have advanced weapons designed to fight ETs. They have the ability to monitor ET craft and that come to Earth, much like what is shown in the movie Men in Black. A lot of things that are shown in movies or TV are about ETs are very real, such as the Predator or the beings called the Greys. People must come to grips with the reality that they live on a planet called Earth that is traveling through space like any other normal spacecraft. Earth is just one of billions, if not trillions, of Earth-like planets that exist. Now, guys, here's a quote from a scientific article, right? Here's a scientific article. You can look this up. It says this. It says, the first exoplanets, worlds orbiting stars besides our own, were discovered in the 1990s. In the grand scheme of, well, everything, that's very recent. It's very impressive how much scientists have been able to uncover about these distant worlds in such a short time. With the help of ground and space-based telescopes, researchers have found about 4,000 confirmed exoplanets and thousands of other candidates. A relatively small number of these worlds bear similarities to Earth. Scientists estimate that there may be as many as 6 billion Earth-like planets in the Milky Way galaxy alone, end quote. Y'all hear that, guys? So that's just to say, guys, to think that we are only alone in this universe is insane. They now know there's Earth-like planets throughout the multiverse. They know this, guys. They know this, but let's keep going. It says, so I say with all the reports of UFOs since the 1940s and now the Department of Defense in 2017 admit UFOs are real. With all the people who claim to have seen ETs and spoke with them, these claims of a secret space program does not seem so far-fetched when you add up all the data on this topic, looking at it from clear eyes. So refer to, it was a guy who was a part of the secret government by the name of, we have a couple of people. That was all, we're going to get into individuals that claim to be a part of the secret government. Now listen to this.
For the last 6,000.
This is, I did this in the lecture I did on The African Science of Existence, Part 4, The Many-Faced God. If you haven't watched that lecture, definitely check that out. It's really cool. But I talked about it, and so I pulled this clip on the secret government. Listen up.
Thank you.
People who live on this planet for at least 6,000 years have been influenced by extraterrestrials, the vampires, and the reptilians. They have taken the information that is in essentially every school on the planet and have modified the information. All history documentation in this country and in every country who can have been given lies about astronomy, lies about mathematics, lies about technical capabilities, lies about the universe. Why not? Okay? Everything is about lies. Every PhD student on this planet, either they're scientific, either they're medical, they're scientists. Every book that they read the 6 years they were in university are lies. They're not telling the truth, they weren't taught the truth. At that time, there were 34 candidates in the army. Everyone has been through the weapons. They learned how to learn everything about the Navy, everything about history, everything about mathematics, everything about astronomy, and they learn all lies. So who did Secretary Forrester select for this job? Turns out, Andrew Kabata was an American. He was born in Australia. The Secretary of the Army selected an Australian man who had not been infected with the lies that the Latinos had told in Australia of that. So, the Secretary of the Army was aware of this because he had been contacted by many extraterrestrials, people here trying to help the United States. Okay? Very important point.
You heard that point? So you said the United States was getting help from Nordic ETs. From Nordic ETs have been helping, in essence, the secret government is really what he's talking about, because the general public don't know anything about what's really happening. Okay? And so these Nordics, the master teacher had told us that the Nordics are at war with the reptilians, and the reptilians, they actually eat the Nordics. They eat them. That's one of the reasons why the Caucasian race was created 6,000 years ago as a food supply, as a replacement on the menu. It's a sad reality. That's why I tell people all the time, watch the movie Jupiter Ascending. Watch the movie Jupiter Ascending for those who have not seen it. That movie kind of goes into how ETs are dealing with the planet Earth, that they see Earth as a farm. The Master Teacher has been trying to explain that. We put that out in a book called The Proof, where he opens up in the book, talk about the farm called Earth. But let's keep listening.
Now, I was selected. I haven't been to the universities. I haven't gotten the bad information. I haven't been given the wrong information. And this is the reason I was selected, because I was knowledgeable in the Navy. I was knowledgeable about the threats were, but I had not gone to the university and picked up all the lies. Very important.
Corey, how do you feel about that? That's a pretty bold cowboy statement that Tompkins just made here.
It was common knowledge in the programs. They would talk quite often about how the civics model.
Now, this is Corey Good, who claimed to be a part of the secret government, guys, for those who do not know. His name is Corey Good. He said that basically what happens is that the secret government, they abduct children, and they bring them into this program, and it's dealing with space travel, it's dealing with time travel, it's dealing with all kinds of stuff. So anyone who researched Corey Good, he explains his experience with the secret government and how they have a secret space program, and that he was a part of the secret space program, okay? So he's giving his critique on the guy who just we just listened to, William Tompkins, who said he was also part of the secret government back in the 40s, and he was a part of the secret space program in developing it. He talked about helping developing the Apollo mission, going to the moon. He basically said he had something to do with some of the secret space program that this government had set up back in the 40s and 50s.
Well, that we're using down here on the planet are incorrect, and they have not been corrected on purpose. They use different hyperdimensional mathematics models than what are used down here. You know, the physics models, you know, we're still on this quantum and, you know, classical physics model.
Sure.
While, you know, they are deeply into this electroplasmic universe model, which is the true model. And another thing he mentioned was that they wanted people that had not been, I guess, corrupted by this incorrect education. That is very common in the program. That's why they were taking the children in, because we were not front-loaded yet on different religious ideas, social programming, a lot of that hasn't occurred yet. So they had basically a blank slate to work with.
It is interesting, isn't it, the government studies that have shown that if they did disclosure, the two groups that would be the most hard hit by it would be religious people and scientists, you know, the academics.
Okay, so now you heard him. And he works for the secret government. Then you have this whistleblower by the name of Corey Good. This is another guy who worked with part of the secret government. And he's talking about how advanced they are. How advanced they are.
This is, you've probably seen this on the internet. This is very old and somewhat accurate of the maglev or magnetic trains that go underground. They go to all these different bases, and it shows it going off to down to Central and South America. But I haven't seen any maps that show the details of South America. They go through a lot through Brazil, Argentina. So a lot of the training that we had when we were taken underground, we were interfacing with technologies that it would be like plates that you put your hand on, or two little protrusions in a chair that connect to, you know, the dimples in the back of your shoulders. That's an area where a lot of nerves crisscross. And that is a place to where if they have this node, this metal node, positive, negative, going way back against, and also plates that you can put your hands on, it is a neurological interface to technology. The things you see out of your eyes, you completely believe, you hear, you smell, you taste. They can manipulate all of that. One of the major tests is for you to be able to determine when you've been put into some sort of a virtual reality simulation. They're so real, it's very difficult. Of course, in 1952, the spacecraft that flew over Washington, those were manned by Germans. The Germans learned very quickly that the highest secret in the land was the existence of ETs. And it's not as though they don't think we can handle the ETs are out there. That's BS. That's what they tell us. You can't handle the truth. The real reason is because they know that we'll start asking, how did they get here? And then they have to release free energy. And, of course, we know that that's how they control the planet. And they don't want to lose control. This is what the Lunar Operation Command looked like at the end of my time there. It originally was built into a swastika by the Germans. And then we built it out. Here's an animation. There was a protrusion in the middle of the crater that was a hole that went down underneath, and only part of the base was above ground. The rest was underground, and it's built out in the shape of a bell. It gets wider and wider, and there were at least 11 levels. I was not granted access, and they have it's on the dark side of the moon at about the 10 o'clock position, and they use cloaking and shielding devices. To where if a satellite went over, it would just be a mirage.
So he's talking about the secret government has a base on the moon. The master teacher also said they set up on Mars as well. So This is what we're dealing with, guys. This is where they're at, the level of technology and the fact that they go out their way to keep this hidden from the general public. I mean, that's what we're dealing with, you know. It is what it is. Let's keep going. Question. How does the reality of the secret government affect us? The problem with the reality of the secret government is that the powers that be are hiding from the public the reality of existence. Billions of people on Earth believe in the unseen God concept, creating only humanity and no one else. This is what people believe, right? When we look at the religious mind for the last 2,000 years, we see war, slavery, abuse, persecution of people simply because they may not serve a certain god or a foreign culture. There are countless millions of people dead because of religious persecution, all due to the fact that people are confused to the reality of existence. If people knew that the secret government served at the pleasure of ET overlords and that the so-called gods they are worshiping are really ETs who are using people for their own selfish reasons, our reality of life would be so much different. This would end wars among people and focus our attention on the secret government and these ET overlords, as they show in the movies like Stargate, where humans overthrow their ET so-called gods. Knowledge would reshape world peoples as we know it. People would stop working for money. The world cultures would shift because we now know the level of technology that exists, which would change everyone's lives for the better. The concept of life and death would shift because humanity would now know that people are really incarnated spirit beings who go from incarnation to incarnation, right? Knowing all these facts, we must ask ourselves, what are we going to do about this reality? Are we going to be just another generation that allowed the lie of reality to continue, or are we going to take action and make the truth known to the world so that we can all change for the better? Our suffering because of these lies is real, but is it painful enough to demand change? The master teacher has been teaching these facts for over 50 years now, but black people sadly and blindly still support white rulership. Black people would rather attack the messenger rather than fact-check the message. What will be of us if we continue to ignore these facts because the secret government are getting more powerful with each passing year with their advancements in AI technology? Not to mention, we make it so easy for them to monitor us and predict our behaviors since we tell everything about ourselves on these social media platforms. We must wake up. Question. What is the solution to this problem called the secret government? Answer. The solution is right knowledge, as we have been teaching for the past 50 years. Remember, it is our ignorance of existence is our enemy. Once we choose to embrace the power within, then and only then can we fight this secret government hell-bent. Secret government answers to powerful ET overlords who are not friends of humanity. But the secret that humanity does not realize is that the power of these ETs comes from our lack of lustful self-control. Conquer your lustful desires and you conquer these negative spirit beings, also known as ETs. Our ancestors knew this right knowledge, but we forgot these things. Remember last week, we spoke about the power of Nupal, a.k.a. Black Power. So I say all this just to bring it back full circle that there is nothing to fear from the secret government and whoever they serve as long as we stay true to who we are by natural nature. Remember, knowledge rules ignorance. And mind your mind for the jewel of your soul. Okay. So that was a lot. I hope that was helpful. I hope that was insightful. And as I always say, guys, definitely rewatch this over. Grab a family, friend, whoever. Show them the lectures, you know. Let them see this. Get their opinion. Talk to them. Because the only way this is going to change for us is we get this information out to our people. It is our ignorance that is our problem. It is our ignorance that is our problem. We have abilities. We have powers. That,
you know, I think that as long as the benefit is money at a root, you know what I mean? As long as it's some type of either financial gain or some type of, you know, what's in it for me, rather. You know, I feel that a lot of times our people do not care. You know what I mean? And that's what, I don't know if I want to say this thing of hurt, but that's what's sad, you know, the most. A lot of people know and they don't care because there's something in it for them.
We're not using that. We're not even aware of teaching it, but we're not. Now look at this book. This is from The Man from the Planet Risk. We put this in a lot of books. The master talking about our abilities to develop ourselves spiritually, to go out of body, right? To be able to go out of body. This is how we are able to make contact with our higher spiritual family, our version of ETs, the Nathalus, who exist on a higher realm. If we would learn and if we would take the spiritual teaching seriously, if we would just take these things seriously and put it into practice that the master teacher has been trying to educate us about, we can deal with the issues we're dealing with on this planet. But unfortunately, we're not there yet, you know? We're not there. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to do my best to explain to our people as much as I can what we can do, what we're dealing with. First, we got to acknowledge what we're dealing with, and then how can we respond to what we're dealing with. It's about education, you know. It's about education. That's the bottom line. So, if no one has any questions, you know, or concerns, I'll address any kind of questions that anyone has. If not, we're going to close out in our closing prayer that we do. We do our 9 o'clock prayers. For those who do not know, we have our prayer rituals that we do at 9 a.m., 3 p.m.
All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end that there. Again, it's very paramount for many of us to do our own research, guys. Okay, that's the song I got to play because you'll get the method of my madness. Like you telling people, you know, your own research, put together your own puzzle pieces. You know, shout out to CZ Pozzolo, who is amazing also in putting these type of lectures together. I think he's been on a few times here earlier on when we revamped in 2019. I had him on and I interviewed him and we talked about the parallel universe, right? So a lot of amazing podcast guys in the Elder Shows. I'm by myself now, so that's why you see me using a lot of lecture. Although as far as one-on-one personal interviewing people, I love it. But me and CJ did one on parallel universe, which was great. So go back and listen to that if you find time. But I enjoyed this. I truly enjoyed this motivation, this whole classroom, ear classroom, right? This weekend about this secret, what's going on in the shadows is what I entitled it. And use the lecture. The lecture will be in the show notes at the end of the podcast, guys. So please go and like and subscribe again to this channel. he talks about a lot of events that took place that shaped, you know, the realities that we see now, but definitely raising awareness on the things that are lurking in the shadows. And, you know, I would agree that a lot of it can be so deep that, you know, it's kind of on a need-to-know basis, although, you know, prisoning and entrapping people and tricking people as far as reincarnation and is concerned and all of this. You know what I'm saying? It's just time drugs. Right, that's all I got to say. And it's nothing I'm doing personally. It's just energetically, it's just you know, just, and I know that the violin is going to be played. And, you know, it was like the whole Titanic, you know. I forgot his name, the light-skinned guy. He said it on one of his videos. He's like, the Titanic is sinking. Terrence Howard. Fuck, let me find that real quick. Yeah, we got to go out with that clip. Let me see. If it comes up this way. But brilliant. Okay. All this energy. Yeah, I got to play this one for you guys. Because, hold on. I'm going to play this one right now. Because this is how. This is exactly what's happening, guys.
Well, it's been 40 years of me dancing on this thing. For 40 years, I was told I was wrong. For 40 years, I was told that, you know, the platonic solids and all those were the solids. You know, you have to have faith in self. You know, all of this, I can sit up here and tell you guys that, you know what, I'm the smartest man in the world. I figured out what Da Vinci and none of them could do. The truth is, you really want to know the truth? This may be crazier than the fiction. The truth is, I woke up inside my mother's womb at about 6 months of age. I woke up inside of there. Like, boom. I don't know what had happened. Maybe my mother went through trauma or whatever. But I woke up and, oh, God, I'm here. I'm here. Don't forget. This is true. Don't forget. Just go by. Every once in a while, I would think about something and this would come over. And I thought, I didn't know it was my hand. I thought it was a friend. I had my whole name for it. Inside that womb, you were conscious. We woke up because with our son, my son Karen, when he was up, my wife was 6 months pregnant, we would put the light on his stomach and he would follow it and push on it. And then we'd put the music and we'd put it all the way over to the other side and he would crawl all the way over to the other side of the stomach and push at the light with the music. So what I'm saying to you, you are conscious inside the womb, but we have no common frame of reference. But I remember, don't forget, because I knew I'd been here. Don't forget. You know what I didn't want to forget? This flower of life. Because apparently I'd been interested in it at a given time. And I came out, and I was born. The first thing I thought about when I was 5 years old, I was obsessed with bubbles. I was like, why does a bubble take the shape of a ball? Why not a square or a triangle? And I would go and try and make square or triangle of bubbles. And you could never do it. Because it turns out everything expands as a sphere and everything contracts in geometric form. You drop a pebble into the pond, it expands in a perfect sphere unless there's something in the way. The moment it hits the edge of the shore and starts to come back, it's the contracting waves that hit the expanding waves that creates the initial geometry. Everything expands as a sphere, everything contracts in geometry and fits. Basically. So what I'm saying, and what I tried to tell you guys earlier, this is not your first time, not your first rodeo, and it won't be your last rodeo. Don't panic in this life. You can actually, there's no sense of death. Everything goes to sleep and it wakes back up again. Refolds and unfolds. And if you're wise, if you're careful, because you can remember conscious moments in your life, can't you? You can remember moments where you're like, wait a minute, I'm in a bigger space than just this little body right here. You become fully aware of everything around you. And if you quiet yourself, you can think about those things. Well, apparently I did that at the last passage because when I came into this life, I woke up, remember, don't forget. And the first thing I did was worked out the flower of life. When I was 6 years old, I started making these pieces. But Da Vinci tried to do it at 80. I did it 6 years old because I had been working on it perhaps from a past life. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm crazy or there's reincarnation or anything, but we know that energy does not die.
energy just reboots itself, So we are eternal. So stop panicking, thinking your life is over. You've done this trillions of times. You'll get good at it, and we'll be perfect one time if we get conscious. But we have to get conscious. Because I can even say I'm the smartest man in the world that I figured out what nobody else in the world could figure out. With Aristotle, with Plato, Pythagoras, all of them tried to figure this out. But I know I am not smarter than these men. So I know that there's something to the consciousness of carrying things. Because the information that I have, I didn't go to school. I had a 1.6 grade point average graduating from high school. Because I had other things to do. But this information kind of educated me along the way because I was born into it. And now I have the pieces to follow it. And hopefully Chris and maybe Oxford and some of you will do some of the vetting for these things and we can change the world. But if not, I'll keep doing it and I'll do it in the next lifetime, if not this one, and in the next lifetime after that. Just remember, and another thing, don't forget, you know, you go from positive to negative, everything polarizes positive to negative, then more than likely, with each lifetime, male to female, male to female, if the universe is consistent. I get it.
All right, the full message is entitled Terrence Howard, Full Address and Q&A, Oxford Union. You want to go look? He didn't talk about the Titanic in that one, but he's like, the Titanic is headed for an iceberg, you know, and if we don't do something about it, it's going to sink. That's probably not his quote verbatim, but it's damn close. I think you guys get the point. If we continue to rehash, he even said it in the lecture, if we continue to recycle this shit over and over and over and over, if nothing is consistent yet bad of change, don't you think that this system needs to change? But we're going to find out, all right? And it's going to be the hard way. And, I mean, that's just, it is what it is. No one wants to be kind as far as not wanting to control one another, but empowering one another, uplifting one another, you know, being in high vibration, keeping people at a certain frequency. I don't know what they teach y'all, you know, but keeping people on a certain frequency is a trap, and it's a prison, even to you, you know, but I get it, the financial gain or the accolades, there we go. The physical accolades that we get is why we continue. Love you guys. And please join me every weekend if the podcast is not uploaded. If I'm not live at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, guys, the show will definitely be uploaded for you every weekend, all right? Before noon, normally. So, all right, guys, if you need to contact me, my information is going to be in the show notes, my link tree for services or anything like that. I'm not really doing services now, but I am a reader, Oracle reader, so I do that and stuff like that, but I have other priorities going on at the moment, but, you know, everything is open. All right, guys, love you guys. See you next time.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
it really ain't the rap audience is bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. Folks are crushed that stereotype. Here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause, the way we live is positive, we don't kill our relatives. Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headlines, front page, and rap, the name. MC's the light here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time. Took a brother's life with a knife, that is right. Cried, cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's...
Ready to party, money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Got tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. Empty lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I crammed understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o, school them to the moon.
This straight from the mouth. And daddy-o,
do a crime,
end up in jail, and gotta go.
Cause you can do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then you're with soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. C-Rack will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction, yeah, it's a self-destruction.
Sisters, let's bless your energy. It's Brother Winston. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant. But because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. $20, 2, which is a symbol of angelic energy. 3 is the symbol of Trinity. But it was 4 children in all. So 4, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with baby kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this. You know, if they take you to court, you got to do this. You got to pay this. This is what they were. Baby kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, such, such. You gonna do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got to have a free heart. My people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters. Because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who she, he or she is. all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby's kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burned the shit. He burned it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. This is not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution, or some seed holding place, where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left, where they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just
There was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large-sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this org government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these org bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it. We can do it. No. We got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have been talking about, oh, you can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. You can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen. All of them, they're all pedophiles. So the thing about it is, we have an enemy among us. And we have to be the baby kids. And we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up. And fuck them up also. Because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that, you hold your hands up, you say, you trying to, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah, we got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orc beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The